This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news. All right, Chuck E. Cheese again, man. Charles Cheese himself has been lighting up the headlines. Is plotting an animated TV show and a live action movie to terrify children of all generations.
What the fuck?
Sure, it'd be crazy if it was like animatronics and then they start bugging out. Rah, ooh, rah, rah,
rah, rah, ooh, rah. You mean like that game?
And then they start.
Do you think there's a real market for this?
Huh?
Yeah, dude, right now people are bored as fuck, man.
I think it's future nostalgia. They're taking Chuck E. Cheese the image to the next level, but they made him look lame. Doesn't matter, they're making it.
I thought they were billions of dollars in debt.
Only one. Okay, first off, only 1 billion, okay?
1 billion?
Charles is an entrepreneur and deserves your respect.
I mean, true, he does.
Charles is what makes this country cheesy, right? Keep his name out your mouth.
Damn. But if you want stuff in your mouth, why don't you go get a tiny Rubik's Cube that goes on sale in Japan for its anniversary? A tiny but playable Rubik's Cube, so little it fits on your fingertip and up your ass, has gone on sale in Japan for 198,000 yen.
About $1,900.
Up your ass, down your dick hole, wherever you may feel like it should stay.
And they're sold out.
It's gold. Right?
How many people are gonna lose that shit already?
Oh, they it's already been lost.
Right when they get it.
As soon as they get it.
Oh shit, man.
How much money did they make there?
Oh dude.
I don't know if they really made that much money. I mean, it seems like $1,900 is a lot, but in order to manufacture a playable tiny fucking Rubik's Cube, it's gotta be pretty complex manufacturing. They probably laser printed the fucking thing.
Complex. Manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. And then it's gem crusted gemstones. Oh,
like this gem. Bank manager finds 9.07 carat diamond in Arkansas State Park.
That was actually a legit transition.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's how you do it, guys.
Unintended consequences.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How you do it, guys.
Shots fired.
Shots fucking fired. Tell us about this gem.
You're an asshole.
There's not a value. We
need to go
notes.
Diamond hunting.
Yeah, we should go diamond hunting. No, we should just fight the people as they're coming out and take their diamonds. We should be diamond looting. We should spill their blood and make it blood diamonds. Oh, yeah, that sucks that we gotta go to Arkansas.
You need to sit your little.
But I guess being in Arkansas would make us want to fight more, so. Real ass blood diamonds.
It's better than going to South Africa.
And having to fight baboons.
Dang.
Yeah, there's some troublesome South African baboon.
This baboon didn't pay his rent.
Evicted for raiding homes.
Damn.
This baboon has his own rap sheet.
Damn.
Damn.
His name is Kataza.
That's Did a pretty he put cool him down?
That's our new hero right there.
They had a lengthy rap sheet with Cape Town authorities.
Was he so like panties?
What? So when he organized a band of others to raid a series of suburban homes?
He's a
homes,
fucking kingpin?
He's a real life abu.
He's a fucking kingpin?
Yeah, dude.
Dang, dude. King Kongpin.
Wow. Raided some homes, huh?
Yeah.
Shit.
Why did that happen? Maybe it's because he had to poop so bad. Woman told officer, I have to poop so bad before high-speed chase.
Out of the bottle, man.
A woman who refused to cooperate during a traffic stop sparked a high-speed chase and guns being drawn in a Slam City neighborhood.
So we have a good reenactement. Buckshot plays a cop.
Wee, wee, wee.
Pull over, man.
Burrito's a reporter. And a helicopter, dude. What do you see down below?
Excuse me, ma'am. You roll down your window. Stop. Roll
Officer
down your window.
Has to poop.
Have you been smoking in crack?
I have to poop so bad.
Step out the car, please.
I will poop if I step out this car.
I'm about to tase you,
dumbass. If you tase me, I will poop, officer, because I have to poop so bad.
Punk, bitch. You dumb crackhead, bitch. I will tase the shit out of you.
Well, if you do tase me, the shit will come out of me because I have to poop so bad.
It's your car.
Don't.
One.
Don't.
Two.
Don't.
All right, bitch. Shit in your car. Three.
Scream! All right, bitch. Shit in your car. What are you, a real ass cop in real ass life? Because damn, that was convincing.
I don't know, man.
Go ahead, bitch. Shit in your car. You know how Clint Eastwood famously said, "Go ahead, punk. Make my day." What? Foxtrot's out here with tasers drawn. Go ahead, bitch. Shit your car.
Well, that bitch probably did want to shit in her car because she found out that Kraft has introduced pumpkin spice macaroni and cheese.
Oh, dip.
Yeah.
Oh, dip. And this Karen, booze from the crowd.
This Karen-ass hoe just wanted to, you know, try to get into the spirit. She had a bunch of those.
Yeah, she had
maybe two. Maybe that's why she had to poop.
Yeah, that's why she had to poop, too.
This is why she had to poop. She saw the recipe, and it required water. She said, fuck that, I'm going to put my pumpkin spice latte in there instead of water.
Bullshit!
Mix it around. She got a super shit factory.
You got to concentrate the flavor.
Exactly. It's pumpkin spice on pumpkin spice.
Damn, but that car she was driving.
Rocket fuel.
What was that, some type of Nissan?
That Nissan Murano? Yeah. So apparently there's a Nissan Murano's urban adventure on an unfinished bridge is a clueless driver classic. I feel like this story is useless without the picture.
All right, well then describe it to us. Don't pull it up. Just start fucking making it up. And while you think about that, let me say, this is a Reddit post turned news story.
Oh, good.
Nice.
My fucking favorite.
You're an asshole.
I think I found it.
Oh, good.
I seem to remember finding
all right,
it.
From the scene. Great for radio.
Okay. So there's a bridge, right? And it's not finished in that there's no, like, blacktop on the top.
Just
these...
rebar?
I guess they look like rebar spikes coming up in these rows. And this Nissan Murano just drove right in thinking that they could make it. I don't know.
Oh, they thought they could clear it and they got
trapped? Yeah.
Oh.
What is this, amateur?
That's pretty funny. Speaking of driving.
Driver given parking ticket after leaving rude note demanding not to be fined.
Hey, could you not fine me, you piece of shit?
I like those kind of notes, though, that you see in windows that are written in marker. Like, people don't have word processors to make it look pretty. Or they're just in a rush. They just bust out a Sharpie.
Yeah. And then they write, be right back.
I like seeing menus where the price changes are done like that.
Yeah, but they put the piece of paper. They tape over the paper.
What is this, amateur hour?
Or you just key their car.
What the fuck?
What?
Maybe you just key their car.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
But they might be running out. Might accidentally poop themselves.
Yeah, speaking of poop, this is a poop-filled episode, man. This pro wrestler pooped himself mid-match, then turned it into a promo of the year. I basically just said, I literally shit myself.
That guy needs to come in contact with this guy who erected a giant wooden penis on his lawn and fights to keep it up against his neighborhood. That's what they need to do. They gotta join forces, man. Pooping dicks.
Pooping dicks 2020.
He's fighting for the right.
He's fighting to keep it up.
There you go. Fighting to keep it up.
He's fighting to keep it up. Is that anywhere?
Trouble.
Oh my god. It is in the headline. That's a clever ass fucking headline. That's a fucking man who erected a giant wooden penis on his lawn fights to keep it up. Dang, dude, that's fire. Gold!
Whoever
that's
wrote that was like...
fucking fire. Somebody had fun. It's the Canadians.
It happens sometimes, you know?
They don't need to hide in a man cave. They could just keep writing good pun titles. There's a secret man cave discovered below Grand Central platform, and the three subway workers are busted.
Busted. They was taking hose down there.
You guys see what was in that man cave?
It was like a fridge.
No, man.
It was a futon.
It was a futon.
TV.
Covered in cum.
Exercise equipment.
Had an Xbox One. An Xbox One.
And beds.
Total man cave. Xbox One and rubbers.
And it was just for dudes? That doesn't sound right, man.
It smelled like...
bleach? Like fucking YMCA and shit?
Olympic swimming pools!
It smelled like fucking YMCA.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
this fucking man cave underneath the subway smelled like the YMCA. It says there in the headline.
You know what you won't find at the YMCA? Parrots.
True.
But you might find these parrots who were removed from a UK safari park after teaching each other to swear.
And?
Bitch! Were they fucking?
No, they're teaching each other to swear and then they're laughing.
That's hilarious. Birds are fucking smart as fuck, man.
Hell yeah, man. Did they say what they're saying?
This is where you make it up?
It didn't say. I seem to remember
fuck
reading.
Fuck you, twat!
It's in the UK, so I'm sure they said cunt a lot.
Cunt! The slimy cunt! Slimy cunt! Ah! Slimy cunt! Fuck twat! Fuck twat!
Man, that bird has
did you
invaded.
Say dildo? Did you say dildo? You didn't. No. You didn't.
No, I did
so
not.
So why don't I rewind the tape later?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will.
I didn't say anything. It wasn't me.
Okay.
All right.
Heard it here first.
Damn, dude. Okay.
Rapper Lariotti arrested for driving 150 miles per hour in Ferrari. So he's probably going faster than that. How'd they even catch him, you know?
I heard he already totaled one before.
Wow.
And he lived, so he's just it's chance, man. Yeah. Playing that game, that seems cool.
I mean, some people say
high risk,
to get
high
to that
reward.
Level, exactly, to get to that level, you need to have these kind of qualities that make you high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward.
And broccoli.
Speaking of high risk and high reward.
Yeah. Whataburger is jumping on the spicy chicken sandwich trend.
That's what we should have.
They got spicy
had
chicken
too.
Sandwiches. A Whataburger.
They're probably pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they never had those, right?
I don't like what
I
they did
not.
With the regular chicken sandwich, because I used to really like the grilled chicken sandwich.
What they do to it, man?
I don't know. They put like salad dressing on it now.
What?
Yeah.
Like Thousand Island?
No, like Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
Like they like throw it on there?
They throw
like
it on there. It's a lot.
That's gross.
It's disconcerting.
Yeah.
Like that's $23 million toilets.
Shit. Yeah. While NASA is launching a $23 million toilet to international space stations so that astronauts can shit and send it somewhere
bottle,
else,
man. Astronauts.
You know?
Hey, that's crazy that these astronauts haven't been able to shit before.
I'm pretty sure they're pissed off, man.
Well, you know what? In space, you probably just get into the center of the room. You know, you poop, you spin around, and then you pick it up with a towel.
No, they got those bags that you just conceal.
Oh, yeah. A Ziploc bag.
And you send it off. You just
you
let
just throw it out the space window.
Yeah. That's
so
it,
either it
in
goes...
space, no one can hear you fart.
I beg
what?
To differ.
Dude, you might break the suit, man.
So how would you shit in zero gravity? What would your technique be?
Yeah, how do you shit in
like
zero
swimming.
Gravity?
I'm thinking you go right. Kind of into like
a hamster
wheel.
Is there a gentle vacuum?
No.
Is there a gentle vacuum that just sucks it out?
No, not yet.
No, they use eels.
That's what the butt suck 9000 can
butt
do.
Butt suck 9000, baby.
Yeah.
We sending this shit into space.
This is the space edition.
This is Butt Suck 9000 SE.
Space edition,
space
bitch.
Edition, bitch. SEB.
It has slow rhythmic suction.
Yeah.
And it's different.
There's
like
a speed and it's red.
And then the rhythm's
fucking
red.
Have you had this story?
Are you trying to move on before we're finished talking about shitting in space?
No. Because I remember having a story where we talked about space toilets.
There was an idea contest.
Yeah, no, they were. They had an idea contest, and they said they were going to pay $20,000 for the best idea for a space toilet. I don't think that's connected to this, but this space toilet cost $23 million.
Dude, it's connected. You know it is.
Deep secrets, deep state, deep space.
High risk, high rewards.
High risk, high reward. Okay, so in space, I guess you would have to be pulling yourself forward as your poop is going backward, right?
Yeah.
To conserve momentum.
No, you want some grab bars, man, if you can. Or are you just talking about floating in space and just letting like a flap open and just pooping it out?
We were just asking your preferred method of doing it.
Now, here's a condition. You have to catch it in a bag and put it away.
How long am I up there? Because I think the longer I'm up there, the more adventurous I'm going to get with this activity.
Until you hit the gravity button. You're in anti-gravity mode to take your shit in space.
Why would I just not hit the gravity button and take a shit on a toilet, flush it like a human, and then hit that anti-gravity again and go about my day?
Yeah, you've gotten creative.
Go about my day.
Space station's pretty lonely, so now you've gotten creative.
Okay, so now I'm just shitting as I walk, right?
Yeah.
On the side of the space station windows.
Just in the privacy of your anti-gravity booth.
My personal anti-gravity booth?
Yeah. So, hold up.
If it's lonely, if I'm the only one there, why am I confined to my booth? I'm going around, man.
What happens if you have space mud butt? What?
That's the... You know, in space, mud butt's not really that big of a problem. Not yours, anyway.
Man.
All you gotta do is be naked and spread your butt cheeks and let it go, and then...
So you definitely should wear some good compression shorts, I guess, right? To compress all that.
You want to keep that against your body?
I don't know. You don't want it to be in the suit with you.
No, just get...
Like, on your body?
I said get butt-ass naked... Spread your cheeks and run around.
You still might get mud butt, though. Like, if you're sitting down.
You're going to get mud body,
if you
dude.
Have a very, if you have a very perfectly open anus.
You're in space. That shit's fucking...
Exactly. You could just be, like, a nice jet stream.
A gentle jet stream.
Like, call yourself like off a wall or something.
Like a soda fountain. Just,
if you had to save your life, like,
to save
if you,
your
like,
life.
Lost your attachment point.
This is what we're talking
you
about
to
here.
Use a fart.
You would have
to. Go back to the ship, you know?
Yeah. It's your only chance.
What happens to all those turds in space? Do they just freeze and remain cold rocks?
They become asteroids. They join together at a certain point in time.
You hear this guy? Asteroids. Jesus Christ. Yeah, either they go out into the infinity of space, or they go crash into the Earth and burn upon entry.
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
It's possible.
It's kind of like dumping sacks of eels into Prospect Lake.
Oh, that's better than those Chinese stories where they
Okay, see, that's exactly where I thought was going to go. Because I thought Burrito was trying to run to the next story, and I looked down and it said eels. I was like, oh, good. We're talking about eels and butts again.
Oh, that's what he was talking about. Our eel idea for the toilet that ended up being a $23 million toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea was $20,000 payment. You get your idea selected.
You put the eels inside your butt, and they eat the poop out of your butt.
It's a friendship.
That's what
it's symbiotic
saying.
Symbiotic relationship.
You know, we already solved this problem.
And then you use the eel poop to
$23 million
to fertilize your crops. Zero waste.
Just fucking use eels.
Non-GMO.
Yeah, and the eel can survive inside your butt. It's got water in it.
It does have water, right? It's living off of you. You gotta be healthy.
Exactly.
Or not.
Symbiotic relationship.
It's like venom,
but not as cool.
Yeah, it doesn't give you superpowers, it just sucks your butt a bunch.
But it's better than being constipated.
It's also better than AI deepfake videos making up to 90% of online content in just 5 years. Are they saying 5 years from now, all content on the internet will be deepfaked? Why not, though?
But if you want some real, maybe a bisexual pastor turned stripper that will bless your world with her sacred sexuality through her OnlyFans... If you hit her up, we'll help you out, you know?
Yeah, so she was a pastor, and she said, wait, God's getting the 10% cut? No. She's cutting out the middleman, and she's going...
Straight.
She's going OnlyFans. No, she's not going straight. She's still doing the bisexual thing. That's how you get more on OnlyFans. You say you're bisexual, that you like girls too, because dudes like that. Dudes like chicks that like chicks.
They also like record-breaking zucchinis.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Zooks?
Zooks, gadzooks!
One Vermonter is receiving world recognition for his gardening skills after growing a record-breaking zucchini. So how did he do it?
Did it?
Yeah,
not,
man, that thing's large as
did
fuck,
did it not
dude.
Anywhere in the article say gadzooks?
No.
Nah.
Whoa. Fire everybody on the staff.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. They're out of here.
It's a good title. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. Yeah, I know.
Isn't there like a Spencer's kind of store called that? I feel like that existed.
Gadzooks.
I think
it sounds
kind of
familiar.
Where it's just like a miscellaneous shit store with dildos in the back.
I need Fox to do some quick PG research.
Look up Gadzooks.
You don't know what that is.
Look up Gadzooks and titties.
I'm
going to
get docs if I look into
that. Gadzooks titties.
Nah, man.
Gadzooks titties. Tell us what comes up. I don't know.
And make sure safe search is off.
Yeah, turn that shit off.
What does moderate mean?
It's going to be titties that'll make you say gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
These are some throwback titties. They got underwire that's actually like whalebone.
Gadzooks!
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at SlamCityRadio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at SlamCityRadio.